This podcast is brought to you by Viva Global. Experience the difference with Viva. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
And joining us now is Perth Glory's CEO, Tony Pignata. Tony, thank you so much for coming on Evenings on FNR and a massive congratulations.
Thanks, Louise. Thanks. I thought, it was a good night. Sort of long time coming here for Perth, and really wrapped to get it done.
And finally, some silverware. It has returned to the West. Where's the Premier's plate at the moment? Have you got it at home?
It's been floating around the office a little bit. People wanting to have photos with it, but I've managed to take it off Sagey last night because I thought he was going to take it, around the streets of Perth. it's in our trophy cabinet at the moment where it's proudly displayed.
And how were you watching the match last night? It couldn't have gone any better. It was exciting. It was the 1-0 win. I'm sure there would have been plenty of nervous fans heading in and they would have been quite relieved heading out.
Yeah, look, I made a comment actually to the Fox commentators who sit in the box next to us saying that I could just sense just the stress of not only the, everyone, the fans were so stressed. It's the only time I've seen them in the whole, 13 games that we've played at home, that they were so anxious. And the players tended to sense that as well. And, when we hit the bar and missed a couple of chances, it was just building. So it was good to get into halftime, nil all, and Popper allowed to calm the players down, keep playing the way we've been playing, and magical pass by Castro to Ivan Franić, sort of just lifted the roof down. To be honest, it was fantastic.
And has the celebrations continued? We saw Tony Sage was absolutely thrilled to have finally taken home some silverware and, no doubt, rightfully so.
Yeah, look, I think Tony celebrated for everyone. But I think he managed to get home, to be honest. But, we went out for just a quiet dinner with some of the football staff and, we were home early and, we enjoyed it. But we know that, today starts a new challenge, and that's to get to the grand final and to win it. And we want to host the grand final here at Optus Stadium on the weekend of May 18, May 19.
And, Tony, we'll get to the grand final shortly, but you've only been there for a short period of time, like Tony Popovich. Does it make it all the more rewarding, given you've been able to achieve success within your first season?
Tony Popovich and I basically were announced, we were appointed on the same day. We announced at last year's MGP, which is, a few weeks, it'll be 12 months. We set the blueprint of what we wanted to achieve together with, Jacob Burns, who's the football director, and the three of us said, this is what we want to do. This is how we're going to do it. I mean, you need to rely on a bit of luck and we recruited well and built everything from day one. And it's a bit surreal to be standing there last night accepting the trophy, but we'll take it.
And we know Tony Popovich and the team, of course, will not rest. There still, of course, is the final series and other major trophies still to play for. But, Tony, drawing on your previous experiences in winning silverware with Sydney FC, how important is it from a cultural perspective to really celebrate and acknowledge these achievements along the way?
Yeah, look, it is. I mean, one of my favourite sayings is sport is champagne and razor blades, and there's more razor blades than champagne in any sport. So you need to, take time, take stock of success, and we did last night. The A-League, all sport in Australia is built around winning the grand final. So now we know that the job, as you said, is half done, but it's a great piece of silverware. It gets us to Asia with a guaranteed spot now for next season, which is something that the clubs strive for many, many years. We were back in the office early this morning and we keep going. We know that there's still another 5 games to go. or four games to go for us, to be honest, with two home and away and then the two final games.
That's exactly right. Plenty of football still to be played and some great football was on show on the weekend. We are, of course, joined in the studio by Tony Pignata, the Perth Glory CEO. And, Tony, how does this achievement, winning the Premier's Plate, compare to winning the first premiership with Sydney FC?
I don't know. For me, it feels the same. It feels Sydney FC was a long time, and we went through a difficult period as well. So that was rewarding and satisfying to win the double. It's special here in Perth. I mean, wherever you go, everyone speaks about the NSL days, etc. And they were fantastic days here. The crowds they got. But I'm wrapped for our owner, Tony Sage, who's putting his heart and soul and his hard-earned money into this club over the last 12, 13 years. And it was rewarding for him to be part of the festivities last night. And it was great for him and his family to achieve it. And I'm wrapped for him, to be honest.
And it really seems like that is almost the key to success, for a club to have that top-down effect.
Yeah, look, I think so. I think he's very, very passionate about the game. He's the sole owner, and he puts his money in every year. So it's great to have a devoted owner like that. And we've pushed him a little bit this year in trying to stretch the budget a bit and get the players and get the quality what's needed, and he hasn't said no, so, and that's a reward for him as well.
And you touched on the fact that it's not over yet. The big task comes now to keep the players all focused with just two games to go in the regular season plus a week off after that. Do you think Popovich will be able to deal with that, and keep the players on track?
Oh, look, I think the players, I was talking to some of them today. They know what needs to be done. They celebrated a little bit last night. We stayed out in the pitch and in the rooms for a while and then went up to the members bar as well. So they know what's needed. So I don't think Popper will have much problems in terms of convincing the players what's needed to for the rest of the campaign in the final series.
And Perth Glory's first final will be at home, and one of the benefits of finishing on top of the table, the first semi-final will be in Perth. Tony, will that game be held at Optus Stadium or at NIB Stadium?
No, it'll be at HBF Park, which is now the former NIB. It'll be there. And, we're expecting the game to probably be the first of the two finals, given that you finish on top, you tend to get the extra day's break. But we haven't received any details about the game. But we know that we'll have the first week off, and then it'll be the weekend after our first final at HBF Park.
And, Tony, we saw Wande and also Jason Davidson come off last night. Do we have an injury update on either of them?
They weren't too bad afterwards. They were walking around quite freely. They'll have scans today and then be assessed. We've got a short turnaround and we've got travel to Sydney on Thursday. So the medical staff have been busy, but the players have sort of got their recovery day today. And medically they'll all get assessed, and then we'll see how that goes over the next 24 to 48 hours.
And you mentioned the club has now obviously qualified for next year's Asian Champions League. Would that be the next big thing on the list to conquer Asia?
Oh, that would be nice. $4 million US dollar prize money. Wow, that would be fantastic. Look, definitely. I mean, the A-League teams haven't done very well in the last few years. And, it is a difficult competition. It is hard to, just from a travelling point of view and backing it up between A-League games and then going to play Champions League. But, Pop has won it before, so why not? It'll be a fantastic achievement, not only for Perth Glory, but also for the A-League. So, we're going to definitely do what's needed.
And considering that it's currently being played right now, and we're seeing players like Oscar and Hulk and Paulinho coming to Australia and performing superbly. How motivated is the club and the players to get to Asia and really do well in the competition, considering it's a campaign that Perth Glory are yet to be involved in?
I think everyone talks about the quality of the players in the Asian Champions League, and you know, you've got players like Iniesta playing there, as you said, Oscar, Hulk, Paulinho, massive players that have, played in the best leagues in the world. So, for our players to play against them and mix it with them, it's something that they're looking forward to.
Yeah, no doubt. And did you manage to talk to Ivan Franić after the game? I'm sure he would be absolutely thrilled.
Yeah, I did. I said it was a nice nutmeg on Mossy, and Mossy had a blinder of a game. He was pulling in saves everywhere. You know, the save he did off Joel Kinesi with his foot, and then the save he did off Davidson. I thought, oh, here we go. It was a great ball from Castro, and Ivan read it really well, and sort of just pushed it under Mossy as he advanced. So I think he celebrated very well. So he was a happy man last night.
And we've spoken a lot about the success on the field this season, and no doubt the team has been the best throughout the whole campaign. But what have been some of the highlights for you behind the scenes off the field? Because naturally when the team performs well on the field, off the field, there's just as much success.
Yeah, look, and that's something I said to the staff, that it takes a whole club to win championships. It's, the players are out there and they're the showpiece of the organisation, but there's a lot of work done behind the scenes, from our medical department to membership, to our commercial team, to our designers. Everyone is a whole part of this process, and everyone should feel part of it, which is what we're trying to do. Because our hashtag is One Glory, and it's about making sure that we're all together in this. Whether you're the chairman, CEO, or whether you're administration assistant, we're all in this together. We're all on the same level, and it's all about the ultimate game, and that's to lift that trophy at the end of the season.
Well, Tony, thank you so much for joining us on Evenings on FNR, and once again, a massive congratulations on taking out the Premiership and the Premier's plate. And we look forward to having another chat with you sometime soon, maybe when you've won the grand final.
That's a date, no problems.
I expect you in the studio then, Tony.
I'll fly in, don't worry.
Looking forward to it. Take care.
All right. Take care. Thanks, guys.